And with each breath, relaxing deeper. Eyes resting heavier. These are the breaths that signal that it's time to go within. With each breath, the deeper we go. The deeper we go, the more comfortable we become. And as we settle, be at ease, eyes closed, really nice and heavy. It's as if a wave of comfort moves from the tips of the toes to the top of the head. Back down again to the tips of the toes. And again, breathing in. It's like we're breathing in this comfort. It cycles around for a few more moments. It's a feeling of being completely at ease. This comfort continues to work positively, comfortably for you, even when we count backwards from 5 to 0. Of becoming even more comfortable at 0, and now at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, and deep sleep. The door of your imagination open. Simply allowing a sense of a pathway into the woods. And what it'd be like to deliberately choose to follow that path, one step after the other. Perhaps seeing a house at the end of that path. A little familiar. It's one of those wonderful days. There's sun. And it streams through the tree leaves. Each step taking you closer and closer to this house. Deep breath of refreshing air. There's wind that rustles the treetops and blows right by. And as we approach the house, noticing some kind of empty box there, labeled something like discards. Anything and everything can fit into this box. And we make our way through the house. And as we go into the first room, a message for you awaits there. Maybe on a piece of paper, you find it Read it. It's as if this house knows exactly the message that can be helpful for you. And what is that message? And in this house that you're in, perhaps finding something in this room that just doesn't quite fit here. And anything that doesn't fit here goes into that box labeled discards. And what would be like to go through the house making any changes that feel right, if there's anything to rearrange, a shifting from here to there, and if there's anything else that might go in that box as well, labeled discards. Choosing what to remove. Anything that doesn't belong anymore. What would that be like? To see how this space feels. As we start to remove what does not belong, shift or rearrange. And as we make our way through, now about to head back outside with this box of items we've cleaned out from the house. And noticing, back outside, perhaps there is a contained giant bonfire for the box. Meant just for you for this season in your life as we clear anything we don't need to bring into the next season. Bonfire blazing. And that bonfire turns that box of discard to sparking red cinders and white ash. And how it feels to be able to release, let go of things that no longer serve. Watching it blow far away. And now, heading back out into the forest path. Bringing back the special messages from this house. And as we head back outside and just into nature, distinct sense of feeling lighter. Somehow, as if cleaning out this house, releasing anything we don't need, helped us feel clear ourselves. And now this path takes us forward. It curves, and there's a mystic grove of trees. Taking it in, the beauty of it all. A place of age-old mystery. In the center of all these trees. A sense of friendly beings all around. Supporters of you as you move into this next season. The sun shining, breeze comforting. All these positive feelings. Maybe a friendly helper, whether it is a little forest creature. Or if you find a particular beautiful plant or tree, that's something you feel a connection with in this mystic grove. This friendly supporter gifts you with something just to help you on your way. Giving a moment for that to take place. And knowing that this gift, always with you, to carry forward as you continue on your path. And with more and more comfort, with this grove of trees all around, peacefulness and quiet. That's all there is to experience here, the peace and quiet. Senses become heightened even more. And the door of your imagination is open even wider now. And what unfolds in front of you are three paths. The friendly supporter can stay with you if you'd like on this path. And points out to you the first path. This first path is a visit to the past. Together, so comfortable and calm. Friendly supporter walking along with you. A sense of determination within as well. Yeah. and just observing while walking this path. Something about the meaning of growth and learning from all that's happened in the past. This path comes alive. Our friendly supporter always here to help you imagine or consult. Has any meaning or learnings become clear? A sense of greater understanding. Next, the friendly supporter comes along with you to the second path, the future path. Walking and talking together. And the friendly supporter points to various scenes of the future, or the idea of intentional living, honoring ourselves, what it is that we truly want. In what direction is it that we want to keep growing, flourishing? What serves us best? Beginning to sense yourself being with a sense of intention, a pruning, so to speak, directing the way that we live and grow in a way that is most fulfilling to us. The meaning of it all comes all around and all through. Taking a moment for this future path to come alive. Friendly supporter always there to help with clarity, to advise us. And when ready, returning to the Mystic Grove to start up on the third path, the present path. Some sort of inner unwavering sense of knowledge about this path. Walking and talking with our friendly supporter, igniting something within. With the understanding of self, what we want to do, how we want to approach it, how we want to live. Accomplishing, achieving this, taking a few moments to allow this present path to become alive. Your supporter always here to bolster and offer guidance all along the way. And when it feels right, returning with our friendly supporter back to the Mystic Grove, acknowledging that deep within, an understanding of more, without doubt certain, that this path is walked. And from our journey so far, a definite rekindling to igniting this sense of how we can help ourselves flourish even more. After having reviewed our past, present, and future. And so, for now, all the images, friendly supporter as well, so appreciative of this experience of the three paths and the willingness to go on each one for a greater, more fulfilling experience. Taking it deep within, reinforcing with all the positives. And so now we continue through the forest, and the friendly supporter extends an invitation to go in search of a long-lost buried treasure. And walking along together on the path, the friendly supporter gives you a map, shows you where to find that buried treasure. And you and the friendly supporter go forward in this search. And you come to something not on the map, a crossroads. Which way to go? What happens next? And you make a choice. Now, so attuned to what feels good. What direction I want to take. And so at this crossroads, you know which road to take. And coming upon now the long lost buried treasure. What the feeling is about all of this upon finding the buried treasure. And as we stand with it, our friendly supporter reminding us of all that we've learned and gone through on this journey today, all the way back to the beginning, where we cleared out this house, found ourselves in this mystic grove, went down the three paths, past, future, and present. How we've learned choices to make, which way to go, to live a life of intention, so that we can continue to flourish into the season. How we've applied that to choosing the path that led us to this buried treasure. And what treasures we can find in the season of our life. And when there is a sense of completion within, with this journey, images fade. But the strength and importance of all that we've done today, all that we've seen, all the places we've traveled, treasure stays with us even as we come up and out in a moment and for now, reinforcing the positives at zero and at one with a deep cleansing breath and moving forward, understanding how to help ourselves flourish as we begin to come up and out now at two, three, four, five, eyes open and wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open and wide awake.